time to maximize profitability and cash flow. It's time to learn habits and hacks from the best e-com CEOs. It's time for Return on Podcast with me, Tyler Jeffcoat. All right. Hey, friends. Tyler Jeffcoat here with Seller Accountant and the Return on Podcast podcast show. And I want to talk about a KPI, a metric that you need to be measuring that you're probably not paying attention to right now. That metric is called Return on Inventory Investment. Now, why do we care specifically about Return on Inventory Investment? Here's the reason. Most of the expenses that would pop up either on a P&L or on a SKU level profitability chart like I'm showing you right now, most of those expenses happen in the same month that we get paid or within a week or two. The one investment that we make that sits out of our bank account for more than a month is almost always our cost of goods sold, right? We're going to invest in the inventory and then 3 or 4 months later, we're going to finally get to sell through that same inventory. As a result, we want to understand how effective that investment was because it wasn't same period. This didn't happen in March and then I got my money back in March. It wasn't like that. It actually extended over several months. And I want to know how effective, what my success rate is, what my batting average is for that one turn of an inventory. And so return on inventory investment is the metric you need to start paying attention to that'll give you that level of insight. Here's how the math works. We've calculated true gross profit in the form of what Seller Accountant calls PAG, post-advertising gross profit, right? We're doing our retail price for this SKU. I'll show it to you on a portfolio level here in a second. Minus our landed cost of goods sold, minus our Amazon fees, minus our direct advertising expenses, and we are left with a true margin. But what we have to do now is take that margin, so $33 is the margin here, and we actually want to divide it by just the cost of goods sold. So literally, if we do profit divided by cost of goods sold, that yields a return on that cost of goods sold. And this metric is so important. I was talking to an expert the other day who he says as he's trying to engineer new products, he wants to get as close to 100% return on investment as possible. I would say that what I've seen in my portfolio is that if you can get, you know, close to 80, 90%, you're in really good shape. But let me show you a couple of examples. Like, so this product, by the way, the benefit of having a higher retail price is that maybe you can capture more margin. But let's say this guy actually has a higher COGS factor. I'm only getting a 51% return on investment. It kind of is like for every at bat I get, every time I turn my inventory, I'm actually getting a lower success rate. I'm only getting, you know, 51% return on the investment. Whereas if I have better margins, I'm able to either increase my prices or just secure the product at a higher margin, I might be able to capture more than 100%. I might have a more effective, a slugger, someone that's going to hit a home run more often when I sell the inventory. And so something that's kind of a like dream that I think you should aspire to is if I could somehow on a P&L or on a SKU level analysis like you're looking at right now, if I could somehow have my cost of goods sold equal my profitability, where that is that magic 100% return on investment, that is the dream. If I could develop products that have so much differentiation or are cheap enough to advertise where somehow my COGS can equal my PAG, that gives me that one-to-one or 100% return on investment. That is the dream. And so I just want you guys to start thinking about that. But the flip side of that is if I look at a product that I'm really spending a ton of money on, I have really high cost of goods sold, and let's even say that I don't even have to pay any advertising, right? This is one where my core margin's 22%, not bad. But because of how much money is tied up for months and months before I can sell the units, I actually have a pretty low return on inventory investment. And the result of that is that my dollar doesn't go as far. My euro doesn't go as far. My investment is less effective. And I got to make sure I can invest. So the picture that you're looking at on the screen here, I'm going to need to turn this inventory a lot every year to actually have a successful selling business. Whereas the picture I showed you a minute ago, I can afford to only turn inventory 2 or 3 times a year and still have a wildly successful model because of how good my return on inventory investment is. And every at bat, I have a higher success rate. Let me show you what this looks like on a P&L. So let's say that I'm looking to do this. I'm literally going to open my QuickBooks Online or my Xero account. What I could do, assuming the accounting's done right, is scroll down and I can literally take, again, Seller Accountant does it the way you're seeing on the screen here, where our definition of gross profit is just Tyler's Pack. It's just post-advertising gross profit. And I can take those dollars, $153,000. So literally, I'll do it here on the screen. $153,000 divided by the cost of goods sold, $227,000. And I can come up with a 67% return on inventory investment. The algebra is simple enough that you could do the statistics also. If I wanted to do 17.9% gross profit divided by 26.56, I'm going to get the same 67% return on inventory investment. So to wrap up this video, this is important, guys. I need you to start understanding on a SKU level, like you can see on my screen right now, and on a portfolio company level, what your return on inventory investment is, so that you can make sure your engineering products and engineering marketing efforts that give you the maximum impact every time you turn your inventory. Then we can start focusing on accelerating and turning inventory more quickly, but we got to have a high impact product first. Thanks, guys. Tyler Jeffco here from Seller Accountant. Would really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe, you know, the video channel. We're growing. We're trying to figure out how to do this content thing. Leave me some comments and some questions if you have any. I'd love to kind of get specific in your situation if you have any. Cheers.